Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Welcome, everyone, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, thank you for today. We're so excited and thrilled about the very thought of being in an active, living blood agreement with you, that Jesus is so real, our blood brother, and you are our covenant friend and our Father. And we thank you and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Greg, what we see, let's go over here. I'm getting a little ahead of myself in Ephesians 2. Wherefore, remember you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, mm-hmm. You were called uncircumcised. Remember what David said? Mm-hmm. That bear didn't have any covenant with God.
Right.
That lion had no covenant with God. And I'm adding this, and I had supernatural strength because I have a covenant with God. Yes. And that uncircumcised giant over there, I'll kill him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So covenant-minded. Just because everything to David was covenant. Everything in his life was covenant with God.
That's right.
I'll kill him. He didn't say, I'm going to try. He said, King, I'll kill him.
That's right.
I'll get it done.
That's right.
So now, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, that covenant blood. Amen. Theirs was a national covenant of land and so forth. It was also a healing covenant.
Yes, it was.
Ours is a redemption, healing, prosperity covenant. But the thing that people struggle with are the healing and the prosperity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Now, let's deal with the healing covenant.
Jesus made no distinction between saving somebody spiritually and healing them.
Not one word.
Because they both come from this loss of salvation and sickness, both come from the same place. So does poverty.
Oh, sure, it's a curse. That's where it all happened in the first place. And we've been redeemed from it.
You got to talking about the blood here, the blood of this covenant. Just thought of something. Blood is something that the angels look back when he created Adam and made blood. They don't have that.
That's right.
They looked at that and, what is that? We're the only ones that had that blood. And then the Father, when Jesus came, He became blood. And so my blood covenant now is sealed by a pretty high member.
Well, and when God named him blood.
Yes, He did.
He named Adam, named him blood. And they said, what is man that you visit? You know what a man is.
This is why that blood is so precious.
Oh, yeah.
So precious.
It didn't happen until man came on.
So he's going to introduce a brand new name to the nation of Israel in Exodus 15 there.
I want you to look at this. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, his voice, his word, his covenant is his voice. And will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments and statutes. All of that comes out of the covenant of the blessing of Abraham, that covenant blessing. All right, now get it. I will put, or none of these diseases will come on you, which were brought upon the Egyptians. For I am Jehovah Rapha.
Yes, sir.
I am the Lord that heals.
Well, Brother Copeland, you see, that's all passed away. He had had to change his name,
and that's not going to happen.
No, he put I am in front of there. Ayah Asher, Ayah Yehovah Rapha.
And I am what I am.
Yes, sir. I will be whatever I need to be.
And for you?
Absolutely.
Or for anybody, they'll just walk in that covenant.
That's strong.
Say, well, Brother Copeland, I can't keep those commandments. You can repent, can't you?
Then you can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it in Christ.
And all we have, we only have one that's in two parts. Believe on the name of Jesus and love one another.
That's it.
Even as He loves the brethren. And you satisfy all
love fulfills
other,
all of the
all the other commandments.
Now that's not the first place healing came in. Healing came in with God's covenant friend of Abraham when Abraham prayed for the king, Abimelech,
I believe. I love it.
And God, because of the covenant, healed this other king.
Otherwise, that king had it.
Who doesn't have, well, he couldn't, here's the deal. They couldn't have children. So here's a man believing for children, been promised children, prays for this king, who then has children, and God heals them. And God's doing what He's already promised Abraham because Abraham, his friend, asked for it. Now, there's an example of a stranger not having a covenant. And God healed him on the word of a person with a covenant.
That's right.
There are so many people that have been blessed because of your faithfulness to fly for Oral Roberts, ministry after ministry after ministry, covenanted with you, that are flying all over the world. You see what a covenant will do? It'll bless those around about you. Now, we're not strangers getting the overflow blessing. Oh, no, no, sir. I am has shed His blood, and we've been grafted into this healing covenant. Now, that word Jehovah Rapha is very interesting in the Hebrew. Jehovah Rapha. It means, because I always wondered this, why stripes? By His stripes you were healed. Why not the piercing in His hands or His feet? Or why not something else? Why was it the stripes? And I realized it's the exchange, because Rapha means to mend or to stitch. To mend or to stitch. I am the Lord that will mend you and stitch you. So the exchange happened. They ripped Him open, and He's the one, when I should have been whipped and beaten, mm-hmm. ripped open, He's the one that then exchanged and will mend me and heal me. So that speaks to me in two ways. The spiritual aspect of that, of His healing nature, but also the wisdom that He's placed in doctors and nurses that Amen. Can mend this suit that I wear.
Praise God.
Amen. So that's a very interesting thing. You go on, you see where Miriam is healed of leprosy when Moses prays. Mm-hmm. There's a covenant man. The bitter waters with the tree. Once again, here we go with the tree. The tree was going to take away the bitterness. Now we have a living water. Job will have everything that was been taken from him will be restored double. And that's part of this covenant. So those are some examples of healing that happened as a result of the covenant.
You know, there was a man, this was years ago. He was living, he and his wife were living, he had founded a church in, Hawaii, mm-hmm. and had come from the mainland some years before where he had founded a church here. And the Lord began dealing with him about turning that church over to someone else, coming back to the mainland and starting another work here in the United States. And he just was not doing good physically at all. Went to the doctor and diagnosed him with cancer. Well, he and his wife talked about it, and they, I've forgotten the exact details, but here was the bottom line. They prayed about it, and he said, well, when the Lord said for me to go back to the mainland and start another work, He didn't say anything to me about having cancer. Now, he had another appointment to go back and see that doctor.
he said, I'm not going to go. He said, I agreed to go back to the mainland and start this other work. He said, I'm just going to go on like he told me to do. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a man that strong in his covenant with Jesus, said so. And he agreed to do what Jesus told him to do.
There you go.
And so he didn't keep the appointment. He said, I guess the guy thinks I died. But now, hey, you've got to come to that place where you're fully persuaded.
That's right.
And he came to that place in spending time in God's presence. You don't just snap this off the top of your head. Yeah. And he took the time to get in his presence. He and his wife both did. And he did not get afraid and all that disturbed by his diagnosis. Now, this is just huge. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line was, well, if I'm going to die, I'm going to go on and die obeying what he said, and he'll take care of me.
That's right.
He just went on. Now, that doesn't mean that he didn't have a fight on his hands, but he just acted like the covenant was true and acted like what God said was what he wanted him to do. And he just went on. And after a while, that cancer just got less and less and less and was gone.
He's walking on the word that the Lord had told him.
The last thing God said for
God
him.
God says, well, that's Paul. Paul is shipwrecked. The last thing he had been told was, you must stand before Caesar.
Yeah. You're going to have to go to Rome.
And in that journey, he's in the ocean bobbing, and then he gets out and builds a fire, and a viper hits him. I mean, he had several things he had to shake off, but he stood on that.
That plan, Greg, was bigger than the problem.
And
he had to be reminded of it. Jesus told him about it. An angel told him about it. And then the angel had to come back and remind him. No, you're not going to. He said, we had no hope of surviving this hurricane they were in. But the angel said, no, you're going to Rome. And he said, cheer up. Now, they were throwing up, you know. Cheer up. It'll be just like my God told me. And if you pay attention to me and do what the Lord said to tell you to do, we're all going to make it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I flew through a hurricane one time in the Air Force. I thought, whose idea was this? and then you reach that peaceful place in the eye of that.
You hadn't been in a C-130 to get
it. It was in a C-130.
Yeah, it had to be.
And we get in the eye of that, and it was so peaceful. And I'm thinking, boy, this is nice. I wish we could just stay here. And I realized, no, we got to go.
We got to go through it on the other side.
Go the other side of this thing. But following the instructions of the covenant. That's what he says here in Exodus 15. Think about Naaman the Syrian. Elisha tells him to go dip in that Jordan 7 times.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't want to dip there. There's some nice rivers up in Syria. Interesting thing about that Naaman guy, and this is Elisha. Hebrew scholars will teach this, that the tradition is that he is the guy that mortally wounded Ahab, who was the enemy of Elijah, Elisha's founder. And so he ends up coming to the prophet that had overthrown Ahab and Jezebel, you know, his mentor and all that, gives him the instructions, and he goes and does it. And because he followed the instructions, he was whole. And that's just a key. The last thing he said for you to do, I don't know what to do. Pastor Greg, I can't hear God's voice. What's the last thing he told you to do?
Yeah, go back to the last thing he said.
And do that. And so this is all, look at this. This is a healing covenant that as Gentiles, we weren't part of. Yet, even there in his mercy, in his hesed, God's healing Gentiles because of their relationship to people in covenant. And a lot of people go to healing meetings for that very reason. They don't know the first thing about Jesus or about anything. There were people in Jesus' ministry. They didn't know anything about him. Mm-mm. but they'd heard. If I can just get there, I can be made whole. Now, certain ones would call upon covenant. Son of David, blind Bartimaeus, the Syrophoenician woman. They had an understanding. But others had just heard about it and got there and had an encounter with him. So there's a transition that begins to happen between the first and the second covenant. Like we talked about this earlier in the week, they wanted to make Jesus the king, the Messiah king, right then, and he resisted that. The wise men come, and they said, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?" And they worshiped him as a king. Very interesting thing. John and Jesus are a transition moment. The Apostle John and Jesus himself are a transition moment from the first covenant to the second covenant. In my Bible, I have a, you know, I told you I tried to convert to Judaism at one time, but right here at Malachi in my Bible, I have a big arrow.
Oh, I love it. Turn that around.
I have a great big arrow right there pointing.
Keep going.
Keep going to this side. This is the side that all of the realities of everything I've studied will be in my life. This is all just a picture of it. This is the fulfillment
the real thing.
In my life. So I drew that with a big, and I keep it there. And every Bible, no matter what version I buy, I do that same thing. I do that arrow there to remind me that there is a change that's happened. A common recognized sign of the Messiah in Israel is that he will bring healing and miracles to the people.
Praise God.
That was a sign that they always looked for. The prophets caught a glimpse of this, but not fully, not really. It was still a mystery to them, our age. So the common belief is that the Messiah will come and he'll set up his kingdom. That's in front of us. That will happen. It's not happening yet. When he returns, that's what's going to happen. So, three things have to happen when a new priest comes into office. They are immersed in water, baptized. They are anointed after they're baptized. And then words are spoken over them. Now think about when Jesus comes to John. What happens to him? He walks in, he's immersed in the water. He comes out, the Holy Spirit descends upon him, he's anointed. And then the Father speaks, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." He has words spoken on him. Brother Copeland, I firmly believe that there was a change in the priesthood of Israel that day. That the people who were the priest in Jerusalem, not anymore. It's just like David, son of David. He's anointed to be king right then, anointed to be priest. He's walking in his priestly office before he's ever in office, just like David was. So when they called out son of David, they're absolutely right. They're talking about something that's happening. So around age 30, that's when this thing happens, and he's baptized, and he begins to preach a message, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John will end up in prison, and John will send word in Matthew chapter 11. He said, "Are you the one, or should we look for another?" And what did he tell him? "Go tell John, the blind see."
People are getting healed.
"The deaf hear."
People are getting healed.
"Praise God." The lame walk. He points them to the healing anointing of the Messiah. Amen. And walking in that anointing. And now he's done that with us. He did that to his disciples, and he will do that with us. He gives us that same anointing. When he sends out the 12, interesting thing here, he sends out the 12, he said, "Don't go the way of the Gentiles." Isn't that interesting? He said, "But rather go to the lost sheep of Israel," when he sent them out. And he said, "Preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Listen to what he says. "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers." This is Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 through 8. "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, cast out devils." But he said, "Don't go by the way of the Gentiles." So what's he doing? He's operating in that first covenant still. There'll come a time though when he will ascend and the angels will say, "Why are you guys standing looking here in the sky?" The same Jesus will come. When he will say, "Go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth." So our assignment is to take the healing anointing that had been given to them all the way back in Exodus 15 and take it to the nations.
Well, look what he said in the last chapter of the book of Mark. "For 14th verse. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What is that gospel? Galatians 3:8. Then all nations will be blessed in Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils, they'll speak with new tongues, they'll take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. They'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
There it is.
He set the whole church in motion to take healing. Healing is what draws the people, Greg.
Yes.
Healing draws the people.
We're doing the works of the Messiah because we're the body of the Messiah.
That's right.
And so that anointing has come upon us. That is a sign, that is a covenant sign.
Yes.
Healing, casting out devils. It's a covenant sign.
Praise God.
You want to know if you're in the covenant? Lay hands on the sick. And he didn't say, don't do this with the Gentiles now, because that day is gone.
Yeah, it is.
We're part of this. We've been grafted into this covenant. The church age, our age, is the spiritual seed chosen in him from the foundation of the world, Ephesians tells us. And that's what we walk in daily.
Thank you,
every
Jesus.
Single day. Healing is the children's bread. I'm a child.
Healing, prosperity, and redemption. Let's say it in proper order. Redemption, you got born again. You didn't have to get born again to be healed. I'm going to say it again. You didn't have to be born again to get healed, because Jesus is the gift to the world.
Amen.
And he's the healer.
Yes.
And we're his representatives.
Right.
We ought to be out laying hands on anybody that's sick. I mean, come on, Jesus will heal you, sister. Jesus will heal you, brother. Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Come on here. Well, what if he doesn't do it? No, you just stay at home.
You're not fully persuaded.
No, you're not fully persuaded. And I'm fully persuaded we're out of time.
Amen.
Come on, Jeremy. Thank you,
Amen.
Son. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Papa. Now listen, you have been given the same anointing. The same anointing to bless and to heal people, the same anointing that was on Jesus. Step right now into your assignment and take the healing anointing and share God's covenant promises with other people around you, and they will be blessed because of the victory of Jesus that's in you. Let them see the redemption. Let them see the healing and the prosperity that Jesus has provided so that they can freely receive all of these things that are available to them right now.
It's time to get out of the house and experience the power of together. August 3rd through August 8th for our 40th Southwest Believers Convention. And this year, for the first time ever, we welcome Pastor Bill Johnson to the stage. Prepare your spirit during these 6 faith-building days with 7 powerful speakers. Because we take your health and safety very seriously, we'll be social distancing. Join us in Fort Worth, Texas for our 40th Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd through the 8th. Together is the most powerful place to be.
Your healing from all sickness and disease, just like your salvation, is a covenant promise in Jesus Christ that you receive by faith. Discover how healing is part of the gospel of Jesus for you today in the Your Covenant of Healing package. With these 2 books, God's Will for Your Healing by Gloria Copeland and Healing Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, you can do your own in-depth study of the Word regarding receiving your healing. Read through multiple translations of healing scriptures and plant them in your heart. Every day, take the Word of God like medicine and receive the healing that Jesus paid for at the cross. When you understand that Jesus paid for all of the curse, you can begin to enforce your covenant rights to walk in His victory. In the same way you made the decision to accept Jesus as your Savior, you can make the decision to receive Him as healer and live in divine health the rest of your life.
Know with confidence as a born-again believer that it is God's will for you to be healed. It's in your covenant with God. Request your covenant of healing package, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I know many people watching this broadcast today, you're born again, full of the Holy Spirit of God, and everything you're hearing is exciting to you, and you're shouting amen. But there may be somebody watching today who's never made Jesus the Lord of your life. And if that's you, I want you to know today is the day of your salvation. You can know Jesus. You don't just have to know about Him. You can know Him. You can be in this place of peace, this place of protection, just sheltered from everything going on around you, and you can find out what God's plan is and His purpose is for your life, but you have to make Jesus your Lord. You have to be done being your own God. You have to be done being your own Lord, and that should be easy. I mean, look around at what's going on. You see the mess around you? That's because you've been your own God, but when you make God your God and you make Jesus your Lord, He goes to work right away in your life. He begins to fix things that were broken and heal broken places on the inside, on the outside. He's just that good. So pray this with me today. Say, Father in heaven, I come to You in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that Jesus lived for me, died for me, rose again for me. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I repent of all my sin. I receive Your cleansing. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Take my life, Lord Jesus, and do something with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I know it's a simple prayer, but there's power in it. When you believed it and you said it, Jesus became the Lord of your life, and He has saved you from hell and eternity. He will save you from hell on earth, and you can have days of heaven right here and now on this earth. And we want you to find out more about who you are right now, what this brand new life is all about in Jesus, who He is in you, who you are in Him. And to help you understand more about who you are in Jesus, KCM has a free salvation package that we want to send to you. And it, like I said, just to help you find out more about what this new life is all about. Along with this book, we're going to send you two brochures that help you learn how to read and how to study your Bible. Find out what the Word of God has to say about your life. And every time you open the pages of Scripture, that is God Himself talking to you. So if you'd like to get a hold of this free salvation package, you can get it today at kcm.org. And if you were born again today, we want to hear about it. Let us rejoice with you. Send an email or give us a call and testify of the good things our good God has done in your life. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package at kcm.org/newlife.